otherwise prohibit.
My startup is giglocator.com. So
say that one more time.
Giglocator.com.
Giglocator.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So like band locator.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
So live music stuff. Come and find out where
don't look at the screen.
I'm not going to.
You don't want to see it. So give us like your 30-second elevator pitch, like the best you got.
Sure.
What's it all about? You want Kevin Rice money and time. Go.
Heard your angels.
30 seconds.
Sure. We make it easy for you to find the music that you love. Come find genres, bands.
Last.fm does that for me.
Sure. They don't focus on that though. Their focus is on streaming music. We focus solely on live music. So we bring more features than Last.fm. We make it a lot easier.
Is it an iPhone app or is it a...
It's a website at the moment, but working on mobile stuff. So we
are
going
to make Android and all that stuff?
Yeah, of course.
So how do you make it? How do you make it easier when I can't bring in what I've already listened to? Is there an import feature?
Sure, what we do is you can come in and give us your Last.fm, Pandora, iLike accounts, and we sync those hourly. So if you find a new artist on Last.fm from Spotify or something, we'll update that and we'll be able to tell you when they're playing near you, etc.
So Last.fm has, I'm imagining, probably a decent sized group of engineers working on their recommendation.
Just a little.
24/7.
Sure.
You are how many people?
On the internet.
Awesome.
How do you have the this is a market that's already kind of saturated somewhat.
Well, Slash Dot was in play.
Sure, well, Last.fm in particular. They focus on what they do best, which is their music.
How are you going to get people to find out about it? That's what I want to know.
Sure. Making an awesome product, but we're also like...
It's not enough,
yeah,
right?
So I've been listening, sure. Making it as social as possible, just getting out there.
You're making the product better, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To me, it's, you know, what is the marketing? I mean, bum rushing stages, brilliant, in front of a lot of people, but, you know.
Okay, yeah, sure.
You've got to think about how you're going to get that initial.
Okay, well, we've got amazing data, so we're looking at people to work with to get the data into their products. So we're talking to some big people to get our data into their products.
So essentially you're going to open up an API so that you can get a great recommendation.
And complement their service. So we can give them, so let's say you're playing music in something, you can also see the nearby concerts provided by us.
So you're really focused on live music, but how does that differ from really recorded music, right? Because Last.fm does a really good job. Does a really good job of giving me recommendations.
Sure, yeah.
Side by side, when you look at your recommendations versus Last.fm. Which is better and why?
Sure, okay. So Last.fm, music playing on your computer. We're just focusing on live music, so get used to the concerts and that. That's what we're focusing on.
Oh, no.